这里我们说要常常喜乐。
The scripture says, rejoice always.
很不容易的事情，对不对？
Not an easy task.
要常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
无论好事或者不愉快的事情都要喜乐。
In good days and in bad days.
这种需要一种操练啊，操练啊。
It is a sort of discipline.
好的消息我们可以喜乐。
In times of good news, we rejoice.
不好的事情我们怎么可以喜乐呢？
But how do you rejoice when times are bad?
又有耶稣就在心中。
And it is because we have Jesus in our
hearts. 所以无论环境如何都可以喜乐。
Whatever the circumstances, we still can rejoice.
第二，不住的祷告。
Secondly, it says pray without ceasing.
这个不住的祷告看起来是比较容易的事情。
Now pray without ceasing appears to be easier.
你可以坐着祷告，站着也可以祷告，对不对？
Because you can sit down and pray, or you can stand up and pray.
你可以随时祷告。
You can pray anytime.
所以这个是比较容易啊。
You might think this is easier.
比这个常常祈的稍微容易一点。
An easier challenge than having to rejoice.
第三。
The third thing,
凡事谢恩。
And it says, in everything,
give thanks. 这个不简单。
Now, this is not easy.
凡事谢恩。
It is in everything, we give thanks.
如果你今天得到很大的好处。
If we are a beneficiary of some things today,
你可以说大声说感谢神。
We would give thanks to God aloud.
但是如果你遇到不好的事情的时候，
But if you encounter difficulties,
如果你没有埋怨神，就感谢主啊，对不对？
If you do not murmur against God, you might be thankful.
所以凡事谢恩很不容易的事情啊。
So to give thanks in everything is not easy.
所以今天我们感恩节，我们讲凡事谢恩。
So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we will talk about in everything give thanks.
有时候我们出门，有一个人出门遇到被强盗打劫了，被强盗打劫。
If let's say someone is traveling and has been robbed by robbers.
很多人他的朋友听到消息去安慰他。
And the friends may come and console this person.
这个人说没关系啊。
And people will say, "Don't worry."
他还是满口可以感谢神。
And they can still be thankful to God.
他说：“你一到被强盗打劫，你还可以感谢神，什么因素在你的里面呢？”
But how could you be thankful if you have been robbed?
他说：“我损失的不过是金钱。”
And the person says, "What I have lost is money."
但是我身体平安。
But my health is good.
你知道有人被打劫的时候，不但是金钱损失，恐怕会被打伤。杀伤也有这样的事情，对不对？
Because I would have been hurt and not only robbed with my money.
你看到有人如果打劫了还不够，他还要打到你把钱拿出来，那就麻烦了。
Because in some extreme cases, you would be hurt until you give up your money.
他说钱是身外的事情呢，所以身体平安就好了。
So this person was thankful because he was not hurt even if he lost his money.
我要感谢神。
So he was thankful.
然后他说我要感谢神，因为我带着身边的钱呢、只是一小部分而已。
And secondly, he was thankful for is that the money that was robbed from him was only a portion of his wealth.
大部分的钱还在家里面，是不是在银行里面？
A bigger portion of his wealth was stored at home or in the bank.
他再说下去说我要感谢神，因为上帝给我一个知足感恩的心。
And the third thing he said he was thankful for is that God gave him a heart of contentment.
虽然我损失金钱，
even if he has lost some part of his wealth,
但是内心仍然有平安喜乐。
But his heart is still full of
contentment. 那我不岂不应该感谢神吗？
And so he said, why should I not be thankful for God?
然后最后他说我要感谢神，你做坏人不是我，是别人。
And the last thing he said he was thankful for is because he was not the one who robbed someone else.
对，我的心非常安然。
And his heart was at peace.
不是我亏负别人，是别人亏负我。
It is because he was not, he did not, do something wrong to someone else.
还要感谢神。
And so he was thankful.
你看很不容易的事情，对不对哈？可以很多事情，凡事谢恩，被打劫了还是谢恩，对不对
？So you can see that this man was still thankful in spite of being robbed.
你说一件事情临到我们，也许我们看来是好事还是坏事，我们不晓得，
So many things happen to us, whether they are good or bad. Oftentimes, we do not discern.
我相信你听过这个塞翁失马，失马焉知非福，这故事大家很熟了，对。
You might know of this story about a person who lost his horse.
你知道他这个老人家有一匹爱马呀，一天走失了。
And there was once this man who lost his dear horse.
大家都来安慰他。
And so everybody came to console him.
这老人就回答说，没关系，没关系。
And his old man said, "Do not worry."
也许这匹马不见了是个福气。
And he said, "Maybe it is my luck that I lost this horse."
过了几天，这匹马就带了几匹马回来了。
And several days later, this lost horse came back with even more horses.
不见了匹马，就带了几匹马回来。
And so he was fortunate to have his lost horse come back.
那些人就来恭喜他，又恭喜你了，对不对
？And so the people around him came around to congratulate.
本来不见了匹马，现在多了几匹马了。
And so having lost one horse, he now owned many more horses.
他说这不一定是福气啊，他讲。
And the man says, "This may not be my luck."
说有一天他的儿子去骑马了，对不对
？And so his son went to ride on a horse one day.
这个从马背上摔下来了。
But he fell from the horse.
把腿都折断了。
So he broke his leg.
哇，那些人又来安慰他了。
And so the people around came.
哎呀，这是很不幸的事情的，你儿子从马背上掉下来。
People came to comfort him, saying that your son fell from the horse.
这老人就说，那也不一定是福气，还是灾祸，不晓得。
And the old man says that may not be good luck or bad luck.
有一天，这邻国的国家，跟他们打仗了。
And so one day the neighboring kingdom came and wage war against them.
所以他们这国家里面就招兵买马，要当兵的，身体健康的都要当兵。
And so everyone that was able-bodied was asked to go to war.
但是因为他甩断了腿，他不必当兵。
But the old man's son, because he broke his leg, he did not have to go to war.
所以你看见一件事情。有两种不同的反应，对不对
？So you can see in every event there are two ways to react.
有些是好的，有些是坏的。
And it may be a good thing or not a good thing.
在我们相信耶稣基督的人呢，我们说万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得着益处。
But for us who believe in Jesus, we know that all things work together for good.
真的啊。你遇到这事情可能不好，但是呢，过了不久，哎，你觉得这事情是好的事情。
So you might think that something unfortunate happened to you, but after a while, you will realize that it is actually a fortunate thing that God planned for you.
前几天我念一篇在报纸上的文章啊。
So a few days ago, I read this article in a newspaper.
那是在很早期的时候啊。
It was a long time ago.
讲到台湾有一个人，他跟他的女朋友在美国读书。
There was one person in Taiwan, the girlfriend was studying in the United States.
他当时也大学毕业了，他女朋友说你到美国来念书。
And the man also graduated from college in Taiwan and was asked to come to the U.S.
他是他家境很穷困了，他想用各种的方法，结果呢，给他申请到哈佛的奖学金了。
And so this man comes from a very poor family in Taiwan, and finally he got a scholarship to go to Harvard.
当时他把这个好消息告诉他女朋友的时候
，So he was trying to tell this good news to his girlfriend.
他以为他的女朋友会很高兴
，And thinking that the girlfriend will be excited about it.
但想不到女朋友告诉他，对不起，我们分手吧。
But he did not realize that the girlfriend said we are going to separate.
你看他带着这么大的期望，希望。能够到美国见到他的女朋友，结果呢，他女朋友向他宣布说：“我们分手吧。”
And it was hard to believe that after receiving such a good news of having been accepted into Harvard,
这年轻人没有灰心。
That the girlfriend decided to.
他还是到哈佛来念书。
But the man did not give up, and he went to Harvard.
哈佛念完书，他念建筑。哈佛念完以后，他成绩非常好。
So he studied civil engineering, and he did very well.
念完以后又到 Princeton 去念书。
Further on, he went to Princeton.
结果学成之后，他回到台湾。
And after graduating, he went back to Taiwan.
有非常好的成就。
And he was very accomplished.
你看见吗？你看见吗
？Do you see?
你朋友的分手对他也是好处，他讲。
That the girlfriend who decided to dump him turned out to be a good thing for him.
他八十岁，他前几天离开世界之前，他讲，如果不是他的女朋友。他就没有办法到美国念书。
So he turned 80 in the last few days and passed on, and he said that if had it not been for the girlfriend deciding to separate from him, he would not have accomplished so much.
你他觉得这是好的事情，对不对啊
？And he realized that it was a good turn of events.
这是他的初恋，这也只是他的初恋啊。
And that was his first
First love
that he pursued to come to the night.
所以他虽然很伤心，但是他中文讲化悲愤为力量，很难翻译，我知道化悲愤为力量来完成他应该做的事情。
So although it was disappointing that he, but he actually pursued his dreams.
我又看另外一篇报道。
I came across another article.
就是说两个人都是十九岁年轻人，在大陆发生的事情。
And there was a couple in China.
男的在理大念书，女的在师范念书。
And the man studied in one university, and the woman in another university.
有一天，男的告诉跟女的说：“我们要分手了。”
And the man said to the girl that, "Oh, we are breaking apart now."
十九岁啊。
And they were 19 years.
大家都是十九岁。
Both of them.
这女的很不高兴。
So the girl was sad.
为什么这女的做这个男的要分手呢
？So why did the boyfriend wanted to separate?
因为这个女的脾气很不好。
Because the girlfriend is a terrible personality.
家庭不是家父母亲早期就离婚，所以这个家境不是那么好。
And the girl grew up from a broken family, so she was quite temperamental.
这个女人把恨放在心里面。
But the girl stored this hate in her heart.
有一天发现她的男朋友在某个大学去招收珍珠房收房租的时候，她就打扮得很漂亮，甚至她出现的时候，她男朋友都不认得她。
So she schemed to stalk this boyfriend and followed him to his apartment.
然后带她到去找那个公寓的时候，她看见原来是她的前女友，跟她分手前女友。
And she was she disguised herself. And then the boyfriend realized that.
太迟了。
It was too late.
女孩子从她袋子里面拿出一瓶，那种倒在皮肤里面会冒烟的，那叫什么？蒜牛啊，硫酸啊，倒在她脸上。
And so the girl poured acid on his face.
当时房里面是新房子，都没有水，知道吗？整身脸啊、背啊、颈项都冒烟。
So the boyfriend.Was a victim.
等下来故事不用讲，我就说这两个比较起来啊，你看我讲前者真的是万事都互相效力，这个人很好的奋斗，有很大的成就。结果后面这个呢就糟糕了，对不对？
You can see that the two,
带来很大的悲剧。
Sorry, you can see that the two stories have very different endings because of the way people reacted to the situations.
凡事谢恩。
In the end, we have to give thanks in everything.
我觉得很不容易的事情，对。
And this is not easy.
昨天我遇到个弟兄。
Yesterday, I met a brother.
我看他跑路拐啊。
And I saw that he was walking with difficulty.
我也知道他最近他动过手术啊。
And he recently undergone an operation.
他的心脏那个 valve， 心脏那个 valve 不知道什么盖不好啊。
And there was some disease with his heart.
所以跑路会喘。
So he was always short of breath.
然后会晕啊。
And he was dizzy.
因为那个pump那血不能pump到他的上面，所以跑路会晕。
Because there was not enough pressure to pump into his heart.
但是我就说，不如放个 pacemaker 进去就可以了，对不对
？So I thought, but why was he not treated with a pacemaker?
他怎么样讲呢
？And he said,
他这个人很有喜乐，明白吗
？And this person, you can see that he's.
他说牧师不是说你要放就放，明白吗？要医生说可以放才放，对不对
？And so he told me that, Pastor, it's not what you want to do, but what the doctor says I should do.
看起来是蛮有喜乐的人，对不对啊
？And you can realize that this person is full of thanksgiving.
我就转过头看他门口停了个车。
And so I turned around, and he parked
his car. 有部车子停在他家的门口。
There was a car that parked in front of his house.
是他的车。
His car.
前面撞了坏的不得了。
And it was all broken in front.
我就问他说：“这部车是你开呀，还是你太太开车祸？”问他。
And I asked him, who drove this car and got this all broken up with an accident?
因为他这个车可能是他开哦，把卡车在前面，卡车紧急刹车，没有看到前面，他就把它撞上去了。
So when he was driving, he hit into the car in front of him.
你知道他怎么回答吗？
And so this is the way he responded.
他牧师啊，谁开都不要紧了、啊，他讲。
He said, "Pastor, it didn't matter who drove the car."
最重要是说我有平安，对方不告我就好了，明白吗
？What matters is that I am not hurt, and the the other party did not sue me.
那我看出来这个人还是蛮有喜乐，对不对？
So、you can,
身体不好，汽车意外，还是有喜乐啊。
So you can see this brother was able to give thanks even in his poor health and having met a car accident.
很不容易事情，对不对？
So that was not easy.
如果没有车祸，我们也感谢神。
If he did not meet a car accident, would he have been thankful?
但是他虽然遇到车祸平安，他有喜乐，对不对？
But in spite of that, he felt that he should be thankful because he was physically well and he was not sued.
所以凡事谢恩，这是一个属灵非常好的操练，对不对？
So in everything, give thanks is a spiritual discipline.
为什么我们要感谢主呢？感谢神呢？
Why do we need to give thanks to God?
很多时候我们看到都是不好的事情，对不对？
Because many things around us are not good.
有时候我们看到都是黑云满布，看起来没有点盼望。
And oftentimes we feel that dark clouds surround us.
但是你不要忘记，黑云之上还有阳光，对不对？
But let us not forget that behind the dark cloud would be the silver lining.
所以一个人能够凡事谢恩，因为他有信心的一种透视，看得清楚明白说，这苦难之下还有怎么样，有平安。
It is only by faith that we can see through the difficulties to know that there is hope behind that.
所以我讲一些例子哈。
So let me give some examples.
列王记下第六章，我们不用看了，我讲列王记下第六章，当时这个撒玛利亚被敌人包围的时候啊。
So in the Second Kings chapter 6:15-18, there was the time when Samaria was surrounded by its enemies.
以利沙的仆人很紧张了。
Now, Elisha's servant was very troubled.
他哀哉，我们灭亡了，为什么被敌人包围了？我们真是要被掳被杀。
And the servant of Elisha was so afraid because they were surrounded by their enemies and they would surely be put to death.
看起来环境不是那么乐观。
It looks like it was a terrible situation.
看起来是没有盼望。
It looks like there was no hope left.
但以利沙他怎么说？他这个先知他怎么说呢
？And Elisha responded.
以利沙说：“神啊。”上帝啊，求你开这仆人的眼睛。
And Elisha prayed, and he said, "Lord, please open the eyes of my servant."
所以当他开这个仆人眼睛的时候，他看到什么？他的仆人看到什么
？And so when after Elisha prayed that God would open the eyes of the servant, what did the servant see?
他发现全城呢都是火车、火马在保护他们。
And the servant saw that they were surrounded by chariots of fire.
看到在苦难当中。神的看顾
and you can see that in the midst of danger, they had God's protection.
叫他不用担心
and they did not fear.
我在讲第二个例子，约瑟这个人大家认识，旧约的约瑟里面呢。
A second example is the story of Joseph.
创世纪十七章到五十章都是讲到他的事情。
In Genesis chapter 17 is all about Joseph.
这个人受很多很多苦。
Many, many troubles.
被他的兄弟卖到埃及。
He was sold by his own brothers into Egypt.
然后受冤枉下在监牢里面。
And he was put into prison.
他盼望从监牢早点出来。
And he was hoping to be released from prison.
想不到还坐多两年的监牢。
Yet he suffered in prison for 2 more years.
一个十七岁的青年人受这么多的苦，肯定是很多的怨言。
You could imagine a 17-year-old youth having gone through so much difficulty.
但谁想到？
That he would be full of gripe.
但是谁想到有上帝的美意在他身上呢
？Who would have thought that God has His own goodwill in His life?
想不到埃及。经过饥荒以后，他们把粮食都储存起来。
And when famine came into Egypt,
结果想不到他跟他的兄弟从迦南地去买粮食的时候，他们相遇了。
Joseph was able to save his own family because of the food and the grain that he stored through the famine.
因为约瑟有聪明智慧，做了埃及的宰相。
Because of Joseph's wisdom, he was put as governor.
不但是救了埃及的整个国家，而且邻近的国家。因为饥荒的缘故，都把他们救过来了。
And not only was he able to save the Egyptians, but he was able to save his own family.
谁会想到几十年前神打发约瑟去埃及坐监牢受冤屈，有神美好的意思呢
？Who would have thought that when Joseph was 17, he was sold by his own brothers and put into prison?
所以大卫讲得很好啊，大卫讲得非常好。
And David said it well.
我受苦是跟我有益的。
I suffer, it is for my benefit.
因为你会看到上帝的荣耀。
Because he has seen God's glory.
约瑟就是一个这样的人。
And Joseph was such a man.
可是万事互相效力的人，对不对
？For all things work for good.
叫爱上帝的人得到益处。
For those who love God to have benefit.
虽然你今天我们的遭遇，我们觉得也许是平安，也许不平安，对不对？
So today we have many difficult circumstances.
但是经过一段日子之后，你回头看的时候，哦，原来神的美意在里面带领我们，保守看顾我们。
But oftentimes we look back and we realize it was God's protection after all.
我想圣经里面很多这样的例子。
I trust there are many more such examples.
我讲大卫的例子了。
So let me turn to David's example.
当刚才我们念诗篇一百零三篇说，大卫说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。”
You recall the Psalm 103 we read about David's psalm.
大卫对自己说：“你的，我的心啊，我的心啊，你要称颂神。”
And David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
这还不够。
Not enough.
凡在我里面的。
And he said, "All that is within me."
请问凡在我里面的是什么呢？
What does that mean?
除了心以外，对。
That's his heart.
我的肺腑心肠，我的肝脏都是讲感谢神。
And all his internals.
大卫是真的从他心里面讲出来的。
Because David was speaking out of his heart.
他经历很多很多的苦难。
Because he too encountered many, many.
虽然他素高做以色列的王
，although he was anointed as a king of Israel，
是还没有正式登基之前
，but before he ascended to the throne，
请问他的人生是什么人生
？Do you know how his life was？
用一个字，逃的人生。
He was running away。
没有平安。
He was a fugitive。
只有神保住他，帮助他。
But only God protected him。
登基做王。
Until he ascended。
他回想他的一生当中。
So as he looked back into his life,
他写诗篇二十三篇
，Psalm 103，
诗篇二十三篇
，Psalm 23。
我一生一世必有耶和华神的慈爱恩惠随着我。
For all the days of my life, God's mercy will be with me.
这是大卫非常好的见证。我一生一世有神的恩惠和慈爱跟我同在。
He says, "Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life."
我想今天我们也是蒙恩的人。对对
so we all are blessed by God.
我们回想神的恩典，神的怜悯，也在我们身上彰显出来。
You can recall how much mercy God has shown in each of our lives.
所以我们感谢神。
So as today we come to thank God.
我拿什么报答耶和华的恩典呢
？What can I give to show my thanks?
申命记第八章告诉我了，告诉我们。
Deuteronomy 18.
啊，当你吃了饱足的时候。
So when you are full after you eat,
你不要忘记神。
Do not forget your God.
当你建造美好房屋的时候
，and after you have built nice houses for yourselves,
不要忘记神。
Do not forget your God.
因为当时以色列人要进入迦南地，摩西一而再、再而三的交代、勉励他们，不可忘记耶和华。
Because when the Israelites were about to enter the promised land,
当你的产业增加的时候
，Moses warned them not to forget about God.
你看到吗？当你产业增加的时候
，When your wealth abounds,
这个产业是指什么呢
？What is wealth?
讲不完，牛
，the cows,
羊
，goats,
金
，gold,
银
，silver,
还讲不完
，countless,
并你所有的。增加的时候
，and everything that you have when they multiply，
不要忘记神。
Do not forget God。
摩西告诉他们说要谦卑。
And Moses said you have to be humble。
不要心高气傲。
Do not be proud。
这都是神给你的。
For this is what God gave you。
你不要说这是我能力得来的。
Do not think that you have gained all this by yourself。
这些都是神给你的。
For this is all from God。
再告让摩西再继续告诉他们。
And Moses kept on。
不可忘记神的大能，从你们埃及拯救出来。
And do not forget God's mighty power。
这是救赎的恩典。
For He saved you。
你不可忘记。
Out of Egypt。
你不可忘记。
You should not forget。
要纪念造你的耶和华。
For you should remember your God and Creator.
所以今天我们来到神面前的时候
，So as we come before God,
我想很多事情可以值得我们感谢的。
There are many things that we should be thankful for.
神赐福给我们
，For God has
我们在神面前
bountifully blessed us.
不要忘记神给我们的恩典
，And let us not forget God's mercy.
做个实实在在一个感恩的人。
So we should be genuinely thankful.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们请翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, as we celebrate this occasion. Help us not to forget the true meaning of being thankful. In spite of all that's happening around us, in spite of all that has happened into our lives, in spite of all the difficulties and challenges that face us ahead, Lord, help us to be thankful, knowing, Lord, that what we have is from you, and where we are is because where you have taken us. And what we will continue to have is purely from your provision. For this, we give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.